In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is a blessing to see all of you today. I'm moving a little bit slow today. A couple of camp injuries, I guess. We had a lot of fun with the kids at camp. We'll see if my children make it in today. It may be an act of God if they're able to get out of bed. The last day of camp is always the longest one for everybody because the kids tend to stay up late and do what kids do. So say a little prayer that they may get out of bed. But I've been thinking a little bit, of course, about camp since we just got home yesterday. And I was thinking about something that I saw there that I had never seen before. Now, it's a type of megaphone. I think all of us know what a megaphone is, right? A megaphone, good, right. A megaphone is something that amplifies our voice. So on Holy Friday, when we go around the church, George Sayers will have this megaphone for me so that as we're going around, you can all hear what I'm saying. So a megaphone is extremely important when you're at camp. Because children tend to do what? Not listen and talk. That's right. So you have to be louder than them, right? Because we have to give them instructions. So we use this megaphone to let the children know what we're doing, where we're going to go, and how we're going to do it. Now, this megaphone that I saw, I'd never seen this before. This megaphone had a light right in the middle of it. It was really cool. It was like a flashlight. So at night, when they used the megaphone, you could actually see the person because they had the flashlight, and you could hear the person as well. So I thought that was really cool because at night, of course, it's hard to see. Why am I telling you all this? Because today we heard something important from our Lord and Savior. Today Jesus tells us that we are to be light, that we are to be a light to the world, that we are to shine for all to see. Part of that means that we are to be kind of like a megaphone. Sometimes we do this using our voices, but many times we do this just by the way that we act, by the things that we do. We are being reminded today by our Lord and Savior that we are to shine, but for a certain reason. Not so people can see Father Larry, but so people can see our Lord and Savior in us. But there's one more thing that has to happen for us to do that properly. What has to happen is we have to stay connected to the source of that light. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important that as we continue with our sermon, that we think about a couple of things. Number one, that we are to be light. Number two, how we can stay connected. So this morning, we keep reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we're back in chapter 5. And I've told you before that chapter 5 is this large sermon, and it's called the Sermon on the Mount, right? So the entirety of chapter 5 and parts of chapter 6, or all of chapter 6, are also part of the sermon. And our Lord begins today with the Beatitudes. I think we've all heard these before, right? The Lord says, blessed are those, right? Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers, right? Blessed are those who are hungry now, for they shall be satisfied. What our Lord is trying to remind us of is that those of us who choose to follow Jesus, those of us who make it a choice to really follow him, are going to be known by the way that they behave. We are going to be known as his followers when we decide to be those who are meek, when we decide to be those who are the peacemakers. That is how we are to be known. So our Lord says, you're going to be different. The world does it this way, you're going to do it this way. And that's how they're going to know who you are. So then he says what we hear today. So go out and shine. Don't hide the light that has been given to you. Go out there by your act. Allow them to know who it is that you follow. Allow them to give glory to God, but not to you. So I started to think a little bit about light. And I began to think a little bit more about camp. So at camp, it gets dark because you're way up in the middle of Rose City, right? So you have to have a flashlight when you go around. So the flashlight is good because it gives you light so you can see where you're walking. So you don't, I don't know, run over a camper as you're trying to go somewhere, right? But there's another thing that light can do. The other thing that happens there is that we have these media directors. And the media directors have cameras. And they even take pictures at night. What happens when they take a picture at night? What do they need? A flash. And what happens when you get the flash right in your eyes? You can't see. So light is two things. Number one, light can be something that helps us to see, but light can also be blinding. And I started to think about that. And I asked myself, what kind of light have I been? Have I been the kind of light to my family that allows them to see Christ? Or have I been the kind of light that blinds them from really seeing him? What kind of light have I been to all of you? Have I been a light that allows you to see Christ and to know him through my good works? Or have I been a light that blinds you to that? What kind of light am I when I walk out those doors to the people of Toledo? Am I a light that allows them to see God in my good works? Or am I a light that blinds them from seeing him? This is the question that all of us have to ask ourselves. What kind of light are you to your family and friends? What kind of light are you when you go to work? What kind of light are you when you come here to this church? What kind of light are you when you leave this church? What kind of light are we to those who we encounter? Are we a light that shines so they can see Christ in our good works? Or are we a light that blinds others? So then I got to thinking, well, how is it that I am supposed to be that light that continues to shine? Well, I thought of Mexico. When we were in Mexico, it was even darker over there at night than it was when I was at camp. So one night I go outside and I get my flashlight, and guess what happens? My flashlight doesn't work, right. So what do you do with a flashlight that doesn't work? Well, it's useless, unless, I forgot to change the batteries, by the way, before we went to Mexico. But anyways, unless you have batteries, right? The flashlight needs a power source. What is our power source? It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want to be that light that we are called to be, then you need to stay connected to that power source. If we really want to shine the way we are called to shine, then we need to stay connected to Christ. You are in this church today. You are hearing the scriptures. You are receiving Christ through the word. You are in this church today, and you will receive Jesus through the Eucharist. Your batteries are being recharged. You are getting connected to that source. The question is, what are you going to do when you leave? Are you going to disconnect, or are you going to stay connected? I know you won't. You are going to stay connected. Bravo, Alexandra. That's right. And one final thing, the way we stay connected is to remember to stay connected. The way we remember to stay connected is to pray, to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to read his scriptures. And in that way, we will continue to stay connected. My friends and my family in Christ, today we are called upon to shine, to allow others to see our Lord and Savior in our good works. But for us to be really radiant, we need to remember to stay connected to the power source. If we don't, then we might be a useless flashlight that doesn't really work. But we can stay connected if we remember him, remember what we receive here today, and take it out into that world, and allow them to know who you are, that you are one of Christ's followers, and that you know how to love and show compassion as he has asked us to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.